When Jeff Sessions became the Attorney General in February, he left an Alabama Senate seat that he'd held for 20 years. The vote for a replacement is now on. Today is the Republican primary in a special election in Alabama, and three conservatives are at the top of a 10-candidate pool. Alan Blinder is a reporter covering the South for our partner, The New York Times, and he joins me now from Opelika, Alabama. Alan, welcome.
Hi, Todd.
Now, this is the GOP primary, but we should be clear, Alabama is a red state, so this is the race, right?
Most likely. There is a Democratic primary that is also happening today, and Democrats are watching to see who emerges from that field to see if they might be able to put up a viable candidate in Alabama. But as you said, this is a red state. Donald Trump won 62% of the vote here last fall. Democrats don't hold any statewide offices. They don't control the legislature. So for a lot of observers, the Republican primary is the ballgame.
All right, let's go through these top three conservative candidates briefly. People might remember Justice Roy Moore because he's been in national headlines before.
Roy Moore, more than most Alabama politicians, quite frankly, has been a national figure for more than a decade at this point. He was the state Supreme Court's Chief Justice not once but twice. And he also left office under a cloud, not once but twice. The first was because he wouldn't remove a monument of the Ten Commandments from the state judicial building in Montgomery. And the second was part of his resistance to same-sex marriage. He's a hero to religious evangelical voters in Alabama. He runs a pretty low-dollar campaign, but he appeals to a lot of people, especially in rural parts of the state.
So Roy Moore has high name ID in Alabama. Mo Brooks is a Republican congressman who's been riding around Alabama in a bus that says Ditch Mitch. I guess he means Mitch McConnell.
He does mean Mitch McConnell. Mo Brooks is a congressman from North Alabama. He's, compared to someone like Roy Moore, a fairly new figure. But a lot of conservatives also revere him, and he's been arguing that he is the truest conservative in the race, that he will support the White House and President Trump more than any other. And he goes around talking a lot about issues, for instance, like illegal immigration.
Now, what about Senator Luther Strange? He's the temporary senator who was appointed to replace Sessions. He's now running for the permanent seat.
So Strange is one of the more complicated figures in Alabama at this point. He is a very well-known figure like Roy Moore. He has won two statewide general elections. He was the state attorney general. He has President Trump's endorsement. He has the backing of a lot of major conservative-aligned organizations like the NRA. But his biggest problem is that he was appointed to the seat in February by a guy named Robert Bentley, who was then Alabama's governor. 2 months later, Bentley resigned from the governorship amid a sex scandal that Luther Strange had been investigating, and there was never any firm proof of some kind of corrupt bargain between the two, but a lot of folks in Alabama have argued that it was at least suspicious that while Luther Strange was investigating Robert Bentley, he accepted Robert Bentley's appointment to the U.S. Senate.
So you mentioned that Luther Strange has President Trump's endorsement. What about other establishment figures, and where's the big money that inevitably comes from Washington going in this race?
So Luther Strange only secured the president's endorsement last week, but he's really been the beneficiary of money associated with Mitch McConnell for many months now. McConnell's allies have been really blanketing the airwaves in Alabama. And to a lot of people, those advertisements are what has kept the Strange campaign afloat. If no one gets to 50% today, the race moves to a runoff next month. The question isn't whether Luther Strange will place first, according to the polls. The question is whether he can even place second and make it to the runoff. And without McConnell's money, it doesn't seem like he would have had much of a shot at making a runoff.
So somebody has to get to 50% today, or there's a runoff. When will Alabama actually have a new senator ready to be sworn in?
Not until December. The general election will be in December, so you've got the Republican primary today. The polls are suggesting that it is going to move to a runoff, which will be in late September, and then you've got a general election really in mid-December. So this is not going to be completely settled today, no matter what happens at the polls.
The cutthroat race on in Alabama to replace Jeff Sessions. Alan Blinder with The New York Times. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.